Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, is September the 20th, 2019, as we are continuing our growth series for the month of September. And I'm super excited for all the radio listeners tuning in, for all entrepreneurs. This is a great opportunity as we are closing out this year, 2019, which, again, ladies and gentlemen, we only have 3 months left. Can you believe it? 3 months left. And here we are, we're just basically scratching the surface of opportunities and reaching our goals of what we set on a regular, consistent basis. And we want to have a special guest on the show today, Ms. Twyla Jenkins of Strategic Event Solutions from Chicago, Illinois, which is my home city, which I'm really super excited about that. And she's going to be sharing some insights to her business and what she's been able to do to help others in the process of helping herself. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all again about the PHP effect. If you have not implemented this in your business, you need to do so now. It's all about people helping people. And the more we do that, the stronger we are, the better we are, and we will continue to build and grow as we have always on a consistent basis. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just real excited for this opportunity, and we're going to be talking about something real unique and different, of course. As always, we talk about tools and tips. We share this on a regular weekly basis, on a consistent basis as we do this show. And because I do web design and marketing, and I've been in this industry now, ladies and gentlemen, for the past 11 years, doing this industry with web design and marketing, and with this radio show for the past 7 years, we've been able to help thousands of business owners, entrepreneurs, and startups. And I love about the startup companies is because of the fact that they're just fresh, they're new, they haven't gained a lot of momentum yet in their endeavor. But again, they're in the formulation stage. You got these stages, ladies and gentlemen, that you want to stay focused on when starting a new business for yourself. One, if you've done your research and you make sure that you understand the industry, if it's a growing industry, you definitely want to thrive in that and grow in that industry. But again, there's three stages that you want to pay close attention to when starting a new business, no matter which industry you're in. You always want to look at it. You got your formulation stage, your concentration stage, and then your momentum stage. And then last but not least, the fourth step, of course, will be your stability stage. But right now, if you're brand new, meaning that you've been in business for less than a year, you're brand new, and you want to kind of get some things going in your business and your endeavor, you want to make sure that you're doing everything possible to grow your network. And what I mean by that, is that you want to make sure that you put together a solid industry for yourself, meaning that you're learning from other competitors, you're learning from the industry as a whole, and you're putting together your own mix into it, your personality, your idea as to how you want it ran. And again, if you're giving great quality customer service in your business, whether you're a product business or a service business or both, you want to make sure you do that well. Master that. Giving insights to your customers, then your target market, whoever that may be, the age demographics, and then putting together some solid marketing campaigns. Inbound and outbound marketing is still strong today, as well as word of mouth. You can always do that. That's always free, and it's always good to do for those who don't have a whole lot of capital. But you want to have a budget and have something to put into marketing. That's going to help you grow. That's going to help you build, and that's going to put some insights to what works and what don't work in your business. And so you want to make sure you follow these five principles for success. And these are the things that I've been gathering down through the years, and I've been sharing and helping other entrepreneurs to understand and see exactly what it will take to get to the next level, or what will it take for me to continue doing what I'm doing. It's all about staying persistent and consistent and making sure that you have the vision and the implementation of what you want to execute and getting the results that you want to see daily. Your daily results should come in. How many people have I talked to today about my business? How many transactions have I completed today in my business? And then what the end result, what could I have done better to enhance more productivity in my business? And so you want to follow these five principles, again, for success. And basically, principle number one, raise your standards. Of course, you know, we talk about this. While this sounds like an old thought-out process, but basically, raising your standards mean that you have to put something together that's going to be above and beyond the norm, not the usual, not the, the everyday thing, but something exceptional, something that's going to bring about a change and an effect different from what others are doing. And if you go by the motions the same old way like everybody else is doing, then you're not going to get the different result that you're looking to get from others. And so you have to raise your standards as far as your business, the quality of your business, your interactions with people in your business, and then marketing and reaching out to the customers every day about your business. So you want to make sure you raise your standards on that, getting quality people to work with you, champions, leaders, other people on your level and above you want to network with, and you want to put it to the test. This is what's going to help you get to the next level a lot faster, because developing leaders is better than developing workers. Principle number two, change your limiting beliefs. Oh, believe me, I'll tell this one about everybody. Even when the goal is crystal clear, ladies and gentlemen, and it's truly a must for you to achieve, it's basically going to give you something to kind of help you to succeed by continually believing that it's possible for you to reach the goals that you set. What goals you set? Are they normal, average goals, or are they above and beyond goals, out of reach, out of touch, something that you really have to strive to get to? If that is the case, then that's what you want to stay focused on. Until you achieve, once you believe, you can achieve what you want. But you have to have your beliefs raised higher than the norm. So you have to change your limiting beliefs. Always, always. That's going to be another one. Principle number three, model strategies that work, meaning that you put something together that has been tested and proven and that you know will work regardless of what others are saying about your process. And your process, you can test that. How many customers do I need to reach and close every day to get to this next level? What do I need to do to get my business out there on a regular, consistent basis? And are you having fun? Are you promoting properly? The five P's of marketing, and I go again back to that. After the five principles of success, we talk about the five P's of marketing. We're talking about people, product, price, place, promotion. Again, people, product, price, place, promotion. Once we focus on those things, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to help you get to the next level. The key factor, though, people, product, price, your promotion is going to be your key factor. Place is one thing. You can place it whether it's online, brick and mortar, or wherever you are. If you're a traveling kind of deal, that's cool. But your promotions, how I promote, if you promote well, you earn well. Let me say that again. If you promote well, you earn well. So let's continue to master promoting the business. Give up the hype. Believe it. Do what you got to do. Get a theme music together for your company. And let me share this. Most entrepreneurs have their own theme song. Besides the slogans, besides the mantras and all these things that they can throw in there, think about some sounds that's going to be to your beat, that's going to bring a tune about where people want to get around and hear it. So you want to get a good buzz about your business. You should be able to find some model strategies that's going to work well for who you are and basically off your personality. Remember, it's your personality that's selling the company, not just what you do in business, not just the products or services that you're providing, but your personality that you add to the business. So that's one of the things you need to look at. Principle number four, intensify your emotions goes back to what I just got through saying. Intensify your emotions, ladies and gentlemen. Get believable. Be hyped about it. Be excited. Be energetic. Be energized about your product and service, your business, what you have to offer in the marketplace. If you don't get excited about it, people won't get excited with you. If you like the old run-of-the-mill, wowsy-wowsy, woo-woo, then you're not going to get far. People are going to be like, oh, well, this is just no normal kind of thing. Ain't not going to happen over here. But if you believe the hype, step it up. Do what you got to do to attract the thing that you want to attract. Again, the law of attraction works. Again, promotion. We got to throw a party together. Promoting, putting together your banners, your ads, your advertisements, things that's going to, again, bring people to you that want to check you out. And if you don't have a thing that's kind of up to date, then you need to put something together. Get around some people, get around some energetic, entertaining people who can help you put it together. And besides, your website is also prominent of what you do, who you are, and what you represent, what your brand is. And if you have an interactive website along with that, that's going to put the icing on the cake. But if you're not doing it, if you don't have it, you need to get it, and you need to get it now, right now. And principle number five, give much more than you expect to receive. Let me say that again. Give much more than you expect to receive. What does that mean, Ed? I'm giving much more than what I expect to receive, meaning that I'm going above and beyond quality customer service, exceptional customer service, to help and make sure that each one has a great experience when they leave my shop, when they leave my online business, when they continue to make purchases and do the things that they do. I'm going to make sure they have exceptional customer service, meaning that I'm going to answer any questions they may have. I'm going to make sure they're satisfied with the product and get their feedback as to how I can do better to serve them. Because remember, service to many leads to greatness. I'm going to say that again. Service to many leads to greatness. And you want to make sure that you do that and do that well, so that way others can put together that and you be all right. So that's what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so basically that's what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen, to make sure that you're doing everything possible when it comes to that. But here we go. I have my special guest on the show, Ms. Twyler Jenkins of Strategic Event Solutions from Chicago, and I'm super excited about opportunities to share her story on our show. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about how we connect with each other and how we grow together. As we continue to grow this opportunity across the country and sharing this with all the entrepreneurs across the country who are looking to build and grow their network, their business opportunities, we're going to be continually sharing tools and tips every week on this show to help you guys grow. So the five principles for success, again, raise your standards is number one. And then we got number two, change your limiting beliefs. Number three, model strategic that works. Again, I say that all the time, model strategic that works. No matter where you are and what industry you're in, it doesn't matter. If you do this well, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be successful. And then number four, intensify your emotions. And number five, give much more than you expect to receive. And again, that's going back to great customer quality, customer service, exceptional customer service, and understanding, again, the five P's of marketing. It's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. The more we stay focused on these, ladies and gentlemen, the better we are, the stronger we are, and guess what? We'll have everything we need so we can continue to grow and expand our network across the country. And you want, again, the stages in business, again, once you start a new startup, when I deal with a lot of startup companies across the country, we're all talking about the formulation stage, the concentration stage, then your momentum stage, and then last but not least, your stability stage. Those stages in business consistently works no matter what industry you're doing, no matter what business you're in, this is what we have to do. And the more we stay focused on that, ladies and gentlemen, the better we are, the stronger we are, and guess what? We'll have what we have because we're helping enough people get what they want. You're going to automatically get what you want. Again, utilizing the PHP effect, people helping people. That's what it's all about. And without further ado, I'm going to bring her on, our special guest. And Ms. Jenkins, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, my sister?
I'm doing wonderful, blessed, and so excited to be joining you on your show today.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come aboard. I'm super excited. I'm really glad about it because I'm really wanting to get a chance to share with people across the country how they can continue to strive and do the best that they can do when it comes to their business, no matter what business they're in. And I wanted them to share about the type of business that you're doing with Strategic Event Solutions in Chicago. So my home city, which I'm happy about that. So as I network across the country, I'm really excited about the promotion that you're doing and what got you started, number one, in this adventure and doing this business that you're doing today?
Well, I've had Strategic Event Solutions for 18 years now, almost 20 years, and it is a corporate meeting planning company, and we provide event planning, meeting planning, and registration facilitation services to corporations, nonprofits, and governmental entities. So that's my 20-second elevator pitch on what we do. And we've been doing this for 20 years in Chicago, across the country, and actually internationally as well. And so some of our clients include the University of Chicago, the University of Chicago Lab School, UC Medicine, Rainbow Push Coalition, the Chicago Urban League, and the list goes on and on and on. We've been very blessed to have a lot of different clients, the City of Chicago, just a lot of different clients in different arenas, and providing them with very excellent and exceptional meeting planning and event planning services, as well as registration services. A lot of people think that anybody can be an event planner, but if you go to enough events, you know which ones had a planner and which ones didn't, because there's a big difference.
Yes, it is. You're definitely right about that. And let me tell you, I have dealt with several of them. And I can tell you, I looked over all your stuff as I do my research all the time. And I found that you are one of the most exceptional people who have put something together that I thought was really great. And so what I wanted to showcase was, since you've been doing this for a while, you're a veteran now. You're actually an expert for sure. And I noticed that you do a lot of planning And the current one that you just shared with me the other day, which I promoted mm-hmm. and posted on social media for women, which I'm glad you're doing something on that forum. And this is really a great opportunity to talk more about that, because I'm beginning to see the rise now of what we can do all together to help each other as we grow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I was very blessed last year to launch the I Am That Woman movement and retreat. And that is an initiative to help women to live their best life. And actually, it all started when I turned 43. I hosted a private birthday celebration with 43 women who had inspired, influenced, and were important in my life. I moderated a conversation with these ladies with my life coach at the time, and we talked about sisterhood and womanhood and health and spirituality and love and relationships. And it was a very meaningful event. And Mrs. Jackson, Reverend Jackson's wife, Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr., she was invited, wasn't able to come due to some family obligations. But when I told her the concept and what I was doing, she shared with me that she thought it was brilliant and not to let it go at that celebration, because there's a certain power that happens when you get women in the room and we start to have dialogue with each other. And that is what really kind of planted the seed. At that time, I was looking kind of for my next. At that time, I had kind of looked back on launching Strategic Event Solutions. It had been some 11, 12 years and had really kind of created the checklist of who I was ambitiously wanting to work for when I first started the company. And after seeing that accomplishment, was, you know, kind of ready for, you know, what God had next for me. And that next really came out of that birthday celebration of just really kind of wanting to do a check-in in life. And I thought, well, how many other women out here can really grow and learn from other women who are experienced, who are well-versed in life, and who is willing to be transparent and share? And so from that, mm-hmm. I got about five girlfriends around my dining room table, had a discussion about doing something around women and wellness. And the next thing I know, after about 5 years of planting the seed, watering the seed, and nurturing the seed in Riviera Maya, Mexico last year at a 5-star all-inclusive resort, we launched the I Am That Woman retreat. And we had Susan Taylor,
like
Kim Cole, Anita Rodriguez, mm-hmm. Tracy Edmonds. We had some dynamic and phenomenal women.
I saw your A-list on that, Ms. Jenkins, and I was like, this sister here is not playing. She's serious. So that's what intrigued me, because I'm all about exceptional, especially when it comes to the men. And as being a part of the 100 Black Men here in Houston,
mm-hmm.
and basically having our forum of what we do to help young men become good men,
mm-hmm.
in reference to
mm-hmm.
business, their duties, and as a son, and soon to become fatherhood, and all these things. So we can give them the tools
mm-hmm.
they need to continue to build. And that's what it's all about, believe it or not.
Absolutely.
It's all about how we build together. And it's a good thing, because I work with a lot of small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country, in which I have Dr. Williams in Las Vegas, Nevada. I built their website, Lupus of Nevada. She helps the women who suffer from lupus, but she's also a lupus patient herself and also a spokesperson and an author of her own book, Loving God While Living with Lupus. And the movement that we put together for that has helped others across the country who don't have a lupus mm-hmm. assistance in other cities and states across the country. She has been the main person, and now she's submitted it to Congress so they can pass a bill in reference to what they're going through. So it's a great opportunity to see these things to come fruition, and the dreams of what we all wanted to have happen to help each other and heal each other in our communities. And so that's what I'm a big advocate for. I'm a big advocate for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and this is one thing God gave me years ago, and why I started my business with Global Touch Enterprise, and also the radio show that I put together for the past 7 years that I've been doing this,
mm-hmm.
Has really
mm-hmm.
has transpired a lot of people to do the things
mm-hmm.
that they need to do, because my vision was to help businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to work together within the community where they are, where we can all build and grow, where we don't lack anything. Just
Amen.
Like
that
of old, and just how it is today, we can obtain that. And these centers that I see across the country that the city has that nobody really utilizes, we can use these centers to educate, to uplift, to empower people in the community.
Absolutely.
And
well,
so
we all,
that's
I believe
one of
we
the,
all
that's
have a purpose.
And
we all
yes,
have a purpose.
Yes,
I oftentimes say your life is your ministry, and so it's good that you're walking in your purpose in ministry of helping other companies and nonprofits and churches to be their best. That's really what the I Am That Woman movement and retreat is all about. It really takes ladies through a process holistically. So we focus on the mind, body, and the spirit, doing everything from yoga, prayer, meditation, to having these world-renowned speakers to come in and to pour into them about their own life experiences and how they can navigate to their next and whatever that next is, because life is always shifting and life is always taking us through processes. And sometimes those challenges, those difficulties, we really have to rely on each other and know that they're, that you're not the only one who's going through what you may be going through, that there are others, and we can learn from each other. So it's beautiful that you are not only in your own right, but also a part of organizations like 100 Black Men. I just went to their fundraiser this summer and supported them, you know, giving back to others, because that's really what life's purpose should be all about.
Yeah, and one of the things that I really like about you and really just learning of you is that you have a true spirit of giving and sharing, and that's something we don't see too much of today, and we need more like that. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted you on the show to talk more about that, because we don't hear much about these kind of things, if you notice what I'm saying. And so to showcase it, and it's really good, and I'm going to have you back on again and talk more about it on this event that you got coming up on October, but then also how you're going to close out this year, 2019, and what your goal is for 2020.
Awesome. Wow.
So,
I'm ready to come back anytime you want me to. So, yeah, October 23rd through the 27th. It's not even too late for women who this may resonate with. You can go to our website, IamThatWomanRetreat.com. And find out more information and details, because it truly is a, as you were just sharing about why you do the radio show and why you help other businesses, it really is a transformational experience. You know, sometimes we don't even realize what our purpose is in life. I think sometimes we're living, we're existing, but we're not thriving. Sometimes we're just surviving, and so the movement, the I Am That Woman movement and the I Am That Woman retreat is to help women to thrive in their purpose. We all have a purpose and a path and a reason for this dash of life that we have. I unfortunately have gone through losing 6 friends in a span of 4 months. And it's been very it's been very painful and very emotional. But what I do rejoice in is that I believe each of them were serving in their purpose while they were here. It's hard for me to lose them because they all served a purpose in my life. But while we're here, what's most important is I reflect on who they were to me. What's most important is that I, too, become that person that someone can call and talk to and trust in and depend on, and because that's who they were to me. And so, you know, while we're here, it's so important for us to live in our purpose, for us to give in our purpose, and for us to be, you know, have the passion and the drive. It's not always easy. You know, this morning in prayer, God was really pressing in my spirit about birthing this movement, and I'm reading a book by Michelle McLean Walters about the Hannah anointing, because sometimes when you have a big dream, and I mean a big dream, it requires you to go through a birthing process, and life is a process, and so sometimes you got to push, you got to persevere, you have to be determined And so, but what keeps you there is your faith and knowing that it is your purpose and God has given you something and his work can't return void. And so while this has not been an easy journey and it continues to be, even as entrepreneurs, sometimes we are self-funding our endeavors, and that's not always easy in and of itself. But when you know that you know that you know that it's going to come back a hundredfold because he will not withhold any good thing from you, then you can keep putting one foot in front of the other. So I encourage all of your listeners out there who may be entrepreneurs and the dim, the light may look really dim and the storm may be raging, but keep the faith and know that this too shall pass. And that, you know, when God has put something in your spirit to do, just be open, stay in prayer, and know that when you hear from him, all things are possible. So just be encouraged.
Wow. I am super excited, Ms. Nichols. It's been a pleasure meeting you. And I said that earlier. I just felt in my spirit that you and I would be great partners in doing our thing and sharing these opportunities. And, you know, I was on the Oprah show in Chicago at the time, and I was actually on the show twice. I learned a lot from the Oprah effect, believe it or not. And when she was talking about her book club, and I started reading books right after that, I really started reading books, and more so now, I've been in books and just really just listening to what God has given me, something purely my eyes can see. And now I'm able to share that vision to others. And when they see it, it's like a light bulb moment. And it's so cool to see that because now they understand, hey, we have something to do together. You know, whether it's for a short time or for a long time, it's still a partnership that we do together. Because the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? And so if you agree with me, with this, then we can do this. We can build, and it's all about building. And God is in the building mode, and that's the level that I'm looking at right now. As I begin to see across the country how many entrepreneurs, how many people are going into business for themselves, getting tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired, and just really walking into the purpose of what God has given them. We all have been blessed with a gift and a talent, and if we use that toward the betterment of mankind, then we will have been doing our service. And it's all about servanthood. And that's one of the principles that I teach and train on my show is all about servanthood and giving quality and professional customer service. And if you look at all of the people across the country who are doing these things, and I was looking at the Mercedes dealerships and all of these high-end companies who service a certain level of income levels, they give exceptional services. Why? Because they know they're spending a top dollar for what they're trying to attain. And so we, as men and women of God, should be giving the same exceptional service to all of the people, no matter who they are and no matter where they come from.
That's right.
And so
that's
I'm super excited
You're absolutely
for you
right.
And your journey.
You know, and being an entrepreneur, you know, your service and your spirit of servitude is so important because I have to say in 18 years, most of my, I would say 99.9% of my business comes from word of mouth. And I really, I don't do any marketing. My website even needs to be updated. But the blessing of having referral after referral after referral because of the level of service that I give to my clients. And, I mean, I have some really top-notch clients, and I'm not bragging to be prideful.
No, no, believe me, no, that's great.
I'm so for in the blessings that God has given me because of the humility and the servitude. And so, you know, I just had a call with just had an event this week with a very prominent group, African-American philanthropist, and to have 100 African-American philanthropists in the room, and we did all the planning and the coordinating and everything for them, and just to know that we can, for us, and we can, we as a culture that can have and represent businesses that provide excellent services, that provide the best and what we have to offer. And that's really why I even started my own event planning company, because I got tired of going to certain events and it looked like they decided to have them yesterday. And I was like, you know, we don't have to show up like this. I mean, we can really look like you're organized, you're detailed, we're expecting people, everything is in alignment, you know.
Right.
And that's really why I started my business, is because I wanted us to represent to the whole world and anybody that comes to our events that my company, Strategic Event Solutions, is executing, that registration is on point. We have your name badge. It is in order. We're not scrambling to look for things. We have enough staff to accommodate you. And so, you know, that is the level of excellence that anybody should really expect from us. And so for all the entrepreneurs out there, make sure that you are serving with a servant's heart, and make sure that you are providing excellent and professional services. Be open when your sign says that you're open. Close when your sign says that you're closed. Meet your prices that your sign says that you meet. You know what I mean? And so, so that's really important for you.
I really appreciate you sharing that, Mrs. Jenkins. This is really a blessing to hear. And this is what I really strive for others to be. And I do documentation in this conversation. I always say that all the time. But I'm big stickler on how you structure your business. And having it in a nice structure keeps you in good standings with people. And when people look me up, the Global Touch Enterprise, they notice I'm always on the top level of everything I do, from my web design to my marketing campaigns that I put together to this show. And now, I just launched a tech business because I'm into technology since I have a degree in electronics. That's my field. Working from Zenith to Motorola Hewlett Packard in Chicago, up north where I'm from originally, coming from manufacturing taught me these things. And manufacturers was what set the tone in the marketplace, believe it or not. Not the retailers, the manufacturers. They set the tone. And so I'm showing people how to do it the right way, because when you put something together, it has to be exceptional. When God does a thing, it's always good. It's great. It's always exceptional. So why can't we be the same way? So
that's
this
is
what I teach and train, and hoping that everybody – ladies and gentlemen, I'm really super excited. I'm really thrilled for you guys tuning in. And thank you for the comments I'm getting right now on that about Strategic Event Solutions. Ms. Jenkins, she is from Chicago. So if you guys have it, but she does it all over the country. So just not in Chicago, basically, right, Ms. Jenkins, you kind of oversee everything in other cities and other places.
I do. I absolutely do. We've done things out of the country in Mexico. Our retreat is in Mexico. We've had clients in Mexico and Las Vegas and Florida. So we have executed events all across the country. Even the I Am That Woman movement will be growing. We'll be doing smaller events in other cities as the brand continues to grow and God continues to bless it. You know, I am so excited this year that we have Tina Lippert, who's Aunt Vi on Queen Sugar, and Mickey Taylor, the former beauty editor at Essence Magazine, and Regina Bell, and Connie Lindsay, and so many other powerful, Linda Johnson Rice, powerful speakers coming to the retreat this year. So, ladies, those of you who are out there who's looking to kind of get to your next and walk in your purpose and passion, and, you know, I always say your best professional self can't show up if your best personal self isn't showing up. So you can still register for the retreat at the IAmThatWomanRetreat.com. We encourage you to come and be poured into so you can get to your next and live your best life.
Wow. Well, I want to share this also, too. My cousin, Felicia Marie, I'm super excited about her, ladies and gentlemen. She just wrote her first actual episode on BET, Bigger. Is her thing that just launched on BET Plus, actually. And she's originally from Chicago. We all grew up together, but she's in L.A. now. But she just did that because she also did 13 Reasons Why on Netflix. She wrote for that. and to see the black women writers, and this is what I love to hear, the black women writers that we have today have grown exponentially, ladies and gentlemen. And just to let you know that this is something that when I was talking with my cousin, I was asking her what draw her to draw to make out this show bigger. And she said, I based it off my personal experience of what I've gone through because I found that it's got to be something bigger in life than what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to look for something bigger to do. And so this show, guys, please tune in on BET Plus. It's streaming services now. Tyler Perry, he's doing something with them now as well. I got a chance to hear him and talk with him in reference to that, what he's going to be adding and implementing on the show. It's really great to hear these things. I've been dealing with a lot of playwriters, a lot of writers, period, actually, screenwriters, you name it. These are the things that we want to see. Exceptional. We can all be what we want to be if we all believe. And we, again, and that's basically going back to the five principles of success that I was just talking about, ladies and gentlemen. And that's basically number two, change your limiting beliefs. And if you change your limited beliefs, you can obtain and do exactly what you need to do while you're here. So God has given us the opportunity. Why not take it? So, Ms. Jenkins, I'm really excited. I'm super excited. And give us your website again, how people can connect with you, can again, part
yes,
of this
absolutely.
IM, so they can do that. I really want those sisters, the women, to really participate in this movement with you, because this is definitely a movement. And I'm really excited to hear how you've done it. And God has really blessed you. He's going to continue to bless you in this endeavor where we're going to be reaching women all over the globe.
Yes, absolutely. The website is IamThatWomanRetreat.com. IamThatWomanRetreat.com. I would love to talk to your cousin because I'm already starting planning for 2020, so we're always looking for fabulous women who have the aspiration to pour into other women with their own life stories. And so it sounds like, you know, mm-hmm. that aligns with even what she's doing with her TV show. Would be so excited. I actually have a contact with Tyler Perry, and I've been actually reaching out to them. So that's very apropos that you mentioned that.
And so,
that,
right?
That is. That
well,
is very, very, very cool.
Yeah. And really, I'm super excited. He just turned 50. And I can tell you, I'm 49, so I can tell you right now, at 49, I know better. And all of the guys I've been through and went through and shared and met, even when I was with Tracy, I met Tracy Morgan when I was in New York, and he was telling me some stories about things. Ran into him at Olive Garden, believe it or not, and got a chance to tell him about my side of what I was able to do, get good contacts from these guys. And like I said, when I run into celebrities, it's really cool. Some of them are just down-to-earth real, and they understand what we're all here to do. And they understand the purpose of what we're here to do. So you getting the people that you've got and I'm getting the people that I got is really a blessing. And then to have family members to step it up to certain levels in the business, too, is really exceptional. And I've designed a lot of sites for a lot of multimillionaires across the country, and they all said, "Ed, where have you been? We haven't had this kind of service in a long time." And it's really
right.
glad to hear that, you know, we can represent without having to be, you know, this way or that way, but God's way.
Right, exactly, exactly. So,
I'm really excited.
Uh-huh. Me too. Even the power of social media, because you connect just, you know, reaching out to me and, you know, we've not met in person, but, you know, I'm always needing and praying for, you know, how to spread the word about the retreat and to get more women there, because it's a very intimate experience and it's a safe place for women.